Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think the biggest thing, credit to Ben, I feel like I have an actual role, I say, at approaching games. I think he does a good job. I don't know if he purposely does it or not, but he makes us feel like, you know, offensive line, you don't score touchdowns, you don't, but you do play pivotal roles. And I think he does a good job, you know, making it clear to you, even though more so, obviously, you know, you have to do your job, but like, you are the pivotal piece of this play, and it kind of just, like, I'm just a dog. I just need a mission, you know what I'm saying? I just need an assignment, and so he does a good job doing that.
Score evenings, weeknight 6 till 9.
That's Darnell Wright. It is the Score Evening Show. I'm your host for the evening, Rami Makhlouf, with you until 9 o'clock, and we got to get into this red-hot Bulls team. We'll do that a little later this hour, but joining me now to talk some more Bears, she covers the NFL for Fox Sports Radio. You also catch her work on the Marquee Sports Network as a host and analyst, and find her on Twitter at Carmi V. And she joins me now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. She is Carmen Vitale. Carmen, how are you this evening?
I'm great, Rami. Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. You heard Darnell right there talking about how different it is playing for Coach Ben Johnson. And I was talking before I brought you on, Carmen. Maybe it's just the winning. You know, winning will do that. But this Bears team, winning or not, seems to have a whole different vibe under Ben Johnson through 9 weeks than we had the last few years under Matt Eberflus.
Yeah, it sure does. And actually, that was my favorite thing to come out of Open Locker Room today, was that quote that you guys played from Darnell Wright, because one of the reasons I was so excited in general just to see Ben Johnson get hired by the Chicago Bears was because of how good he is to offensive linemen, how much he appreciates offensive linemen. That was so clear in Detroit with all of the fun packages he had with a bunch of different linemen and all the things that he had them do, and just how pivotal they really are in getting his offense going and opening it up and helping it, you know, blossom into its full capacity. And that's what you're starting to see now with this Bears team, now that, like, this foundation, I think, has been laid or close to it, where you see the mentality these guys have and how they're all on the same page. The communication is by far and away so much better than it's been in years past. And it's really permeating throughout the locker room. And so it's good to hear these guys, especially the big sexies up front, feeling appreciated, you know?
And not only are they sexy, Carmen, but they're physical. Like, there were bodies strewn across the field on Sunday when they went up against that Bengals team. There were just bodies everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Theo Benedict, who was, like, pancaking guys, like, throwing guys off cliffs, and then you have Darnell Wright celebrating with a cartwheel, and you see how athletic these guys are and what it really takes for them to do what they do up front. And, I mean, they are. They're working, I think, on that, like, killer instinct, as Ben Johnson called it today in the press conference room. where, you know, this is a team that's changing the narrative of a team that used to be able to find ways to lose games. Now they're finding ways to win, but now they got to work on not even making it close towards the end and keeping their foot on the opponent's neck.
How big do you think that win was Sunday? Not just from the aspect of putting one in the win column, but how much do you think that could propel this football team to get a win like that and build some momentum and carry it into the next week and beyond?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's changing that narrative that, the guys in the locker room feel that when the team is finding ways to lose. I mean, it's so defeating as a player and a coach and everybody involved with the organization. So winning that game, while it got real uncomfy in those last 2 minutes for the Bears, the fact that they still ended up in the win column, It inspires confidence in the process. It inspires confidence in the coaches. It inspires confidence in each other. And I think you're seeing that a microcosm of that in how Colston Loveland has been used the last couple of games and how Caleb Williams has kind of learned to see him a little bit more and to rely on him. And he's proven that he's up to the task, clearly, with that game winner.
And Carmen, I know you're the consummate professional in what you do for Fox Sports Radio and the Marquee Sports Network, but you are a Chicagoan and grew up a Bears fan. Did you have 5 heart attacks Sunday like I did watching that football game? Because that was rough on me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, the Bengals at one point, with 42 seconds left, they had like an 85% chance of winning that game. And you were like, how did it go from the Bears having a 97% chance to win outside of 2 minutes to that at 42 seconds? I mean, it was such a roller coaster. And you want to, like, I'm like everyone else. You know, again, I grew up here. I want to believe in this team. I just have trust issues, and I think I'm validated in having those trust issues with this team. But week in and week out, this team is proving me wrong and proving that maybe I can have a little bit of confidence and that my optimism was warranted at the start of this season. And it's great. I mean, everybody wants the Bears to be good in this market. My job is easier when the Bears are good.
Yep.
and winning. And you talked earlier, the winning cures all. Winning really does so much, and there's no substitute for it.
And Carmen, when you bring up trust issues, I'm coming around on this football team, but I still got trust issues with the general manager, but specifically with the general manager and Ryan Poles and how the first 3 years played out. And because of that, that's part of the reason that I'm kind of glad that they didn't make a big move at the trade deadline, because I don't want him investing more of the future. Should it be a different GM in the future? I don't want them holding that bag of Ryan Poles having traded away draft picks. But also, like, show me you can win with the first 3 years of moves that you've had to make, and then maybe I'll trust you to make some more moves starting in the offseason. Do you think that's fair or not?
I think it's absolutely fair, and I think that it's Ben Johnson and his staff are going a long way in helping you trust, I think, Ryan Poles and what he's doing. He talked today just about how he was reluctant to part with any of the Bears' kind of higher picks. You know, they made calls on everyone. They turned over every stone. You know, anybody that was available, they took a look at. And they ultimately decided that they wanted to hold on to those picks because they've seen now so many different players that have kind of closed the gap now under this staff and under Ben Johnson. He talked about guys like Noah Sewell, who is a later round pick, but now, you know, has just really kind of turned a corner this season. And they really trust this staff to develop players. And when you have that trust, I mean, it propels everything else within the organization, and it can make you look really good as a GM. But up until this point, I think you're completely warranted in being a little bit skeptical, because we've seen a lot of stuff not work out or guys not, you know, take that next step. And the jury's still out on quite a few of these guys that they invested heavily in, including the quarterback.
Talking with Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports Radio and the Marquee Sports Network here on the Score Evening Show. Rami Makhlouf, your host for the evening. Now, the one move that they did make at the trade deadline, they give up a sixth-round pick and get, or I'm sorry, they give up a seventh-round pick. And they give up a sixth. They get Joe Tryon Shoyenka back along with a sixth round pick from the Cleveland Browns. I know you're familiar with Tryon Shoyenka from your time in Tampa Bay, where he was drafted in the first round. Tell us a little bit about what the Bears got at the trade deadline yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Joe is a rotational piece. He's going, you know, Ben Johnson talked about how this is, it's a numbers game, and that defensive line was down a few numbers with the injuries that they've sustained, and so they needed to add back into that rotation. And I know that Joe has not been as productive as he would have liked to have been while he was in Cleveland, doesn't have a stat quite yet this year, doesn't have a whole lot, honestly, in the stat column, but what Joe does bring to this team is a extremely like high motor, long, big dude. I mean, he is like the picture perfect measurements for a defensive end. He's 6'5", he's 260 something. So just by virtue of that, you are going to have to force an offense to deal with him, and they are going to have to account for him. And by doing that, if that's all that Joe brings, that means that's opening up for the guys on the interior. That's opening things up for maybe Montez Sweat on the other side, getting some more favorable matchups because you have to devote at least one guy to blocking Joe. But I do think it's going to be more than that. And he didn't reach his potential necessarily in Tampa. He's very self-aware. I mean, he kept talking about, you know, I wasn't consistent enough. And he knew that. And then you go to Cleveland, you go to a brand new team. You don't have a whole lot of time to really prove yourself, not to mention you're playing within a rotation that includes Myles Garrett that, you know, kind of wreaks havoc for everybody. So he didn't get a whole lot of chances in Cleveland to kind of prove what he could do. And I think he's looking forward. I know he's looking forward to this fresh start in Chicago. He's a good run defender. And again, I can't stress how long this dude is. Like, he can just, like, he can bend. He has all of those physical attributes. You just want to see him put it together consistently. And in with Dennis Allen, as experienced of a coach as he is and experienced as he is kind of developing players, I really think this is going to be a good situation for Joe. And I'm really looking forward to him being a productive member of this pass rush.
Why do you think it is that he hasn't been able to sort of find his groove at the NFL level, given everything that you've said about him and the athletic ability that he brings to the table?
Yeah, I mean, he's dealt with some injuries. That was part of what happened in Tampa. And I do think that, you know, there's a right and a wrong system for guys. And you can if you find that fit, that's when you can really take off. I don't really have a great answer for why it hasn't happened, because I was such a huge fan of his coming out of Washington. He played on some incredible teams. He was teammates with Kyler Gordon, so he knows him from his days there. And he knows Roma Dunze because all those Washington guys all stick together. They all know each other really well. But he was part of a lot of, you know, successful teams at Washington. And I really hope that, you know, that ends up translating. I don't know. Again, like I said, I don't know why it hasn't. But he has the right attitude for it. He knows he has to work hard. He knows he has to be consistent. Like I said, he's incredibly self-aware and he's just a really good guy. He's so easy to root for. I'm probably not the most objective person because I was in Tampa when he was drafted and I got to know him. I got to know his family. He's just a wonderful human being. He paid for his sister's med school. He's expecting a baby in 6 weeks. He's just such a really a great guy, and he brings so much character to the locker room, I think, too. So that's going to be really fun to watch. And I really hope, you know, it sticks here in Chicago, because he's just such a great locker room guy, which I realize doesn't necessarily win you games on the field, but I'm so happy to have him here in Chicago. I can't say enough about how great he is.
Yeah, I heard Mark Grody on with the guys in the afternoon as I was driving into the studio, Carmen, and said a lot of the same things about he just seems like a solid dude, like a good person and a solid dude to add to that locker room. And I think that does matter. I think that does add something. Another guy who seems like a solid dude, Colston Loveland, who had his breakout game on Sunday in that wild win over the Bengals. And look, there was some grumbling. I might have been guilty of it too, of, hey, should we have taken Tyler Warren? Because we haven't really seen a lot out of this Colston Loveland guy. We saw what Colston Loveland is capable of. Do you think that this is the start of something for him, and we're going to see him get on a little bit of a roll here and really find his role in Ben Johnson's offense?
I think so. I mean, Ben Johnson knows how to scheme up tight ends so wonderfully, but so much of it hinges on Caleb Williams finding Colston Loveland and relying on Colston Loveland and trusting him. And I think, you know, he proved that last week. Certainly, he had already started to do so, I think, in the games leading up to that. I kept saying throughout this season, too, I mean, he was doing all of the invisible things that a tight end is supposed to do that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. He's such a good all-around tight end. He's a good blocker. He's a willing blocker. He engages with, you know, defensive ends and whoever his assignment is. And he's very sound at that. And he's a good run blocker even. I mean, that's something that everybody kind of has to get their hands dirty in when you're talking about Ben Johnson's run scheme. And he was doing all of that so well and so solidly and so consistently. But again, that's not the sexy stuff that shows up on the stat sheet when it comes to a tight end, especially one as good at catching the football as Colston Loveland is. And so now I think what you're seeing is Caleb Williams realizing that he can truly trust him. And that's what tight ends are there for. They're for that short to intermediate area of the field. They're for those catch and runs that when you just need someone to get the ball off to, they're there and they can be that safety blanket. And now, you know, now that Caleb Williams, I think, is more comfortable in the system and he's kind of seeing the field a little bit more, he's seeing Colston Loveland. So I would expect Colston Loveland's production to go up.
Talking with Carmen Vitale, covers the NFL for Fox Sports Radio, also the Marquee Sports Network right here in Chicago. The landscape of the NFC North changed on Sunday, Carmen, with the Packers losing, the Lions losing, the Bears winning, and the Vikings winning against those Lions. Is this division, which is separated by, I guess, a game and a half now from first place to last place when you factor in that Packers tie, is it as close, do you think, as the standings would indicate, or are the Packers and the Lions still a ways away and ahead of the pack?
I don't know that I would call them a ways away, but I still think that there's a pretty clear separation between the teams that you trust a little bit more and the teams that are still figuring out a little bit. And I do say that Chicago is still figuring it out a little bit. And I think even Ben Johnson would agree with that. You know, he said even at the start of the season that they weren't going to be playing their best football until December. And you haven't seen them, you know, kind of do this as consistently as you'd like, as far as, you know, getting out to a lead, keeping that lead and winning convincingly. We haven't seen that yet out of the Bears. I think we will, but that it's not there yet. And same with the Vikings, you know, with J.J. McCarthy coming back into the lineup. I mean, J.J.'s injury was really the worst thing that could have happened to that team that was set up so well on top of the offensive line injuries that they've dealt with, despite the fact they fortified that unit in the offseason. But you look at the Lions and you look at the Packers and the body of work that not only have they put on tape this year, but obviously there's proof of concept in the years prior. I do think that, you know, I trust them a little bit more just with their roster. The biggest issue with Detroit is the injuries. You know, clearly the coaching staff can handle this roster, and they're really not taking the step back that a lot of people, I think, thought they would, losing their offensive and defensive coordinators. But it's just those injuries, man. Like, that's been the bane of their existence, and why they haven't gotten past the NFC Championship is because of these injuries. If they can get healthier down the road, I trust Detroit to get to the Super Bowl, quite frankly. But I also trust the Packers to kind of figure it out, too. I'm not quite sure why both phases haven't clicked as well, because we've seen it happen, but they haven't really run away with games as you would think that they could with the roster that they have. But I also, you know, Matt LaFleur is a good coach, and he, you know, he has a lot of success with that organization, and they only seem to kind of ascend as the season goes on. And this is a team that is experienced also in the postseason from the first 2 years of Jordan Love's tenure there. So, or starting tenure, I should say. I still think that those two are kind of in a class of their own, but this is a really tough division, and I just don't think it's going to take 15 wins to win the division. And so if that's the case, any of these teams are really in the running for it.
Carmen, my day job when I'm not here on the Score, I host a show in Milwaukee on our sister station, The Fan up there, and there is some talk that maybe things are getting a little stale with Matt LaFleur as the head coach and his play calling, and that's why you just referenced, like, maybe they're not playing up to what that roster looks like on paper. Do you think there's an element of that with the Packers, who sit atop the division right now, and their head coach?
I think Packers fans are spoiled. I say that all the time, Carmen. I think there are plenty of teams that would line up to have Matt LaFleur as their head coach and to have this the success and the records that the Packers have had over the last, you know, 5 years, whatever it's been since he's been coaching. I do understand that, you know, after a certain period of time, you haven't gotten over the hump. It's time for something different. We see that happen all across the league. You saw that happen with Andy Reid. If it can happen to Andy Reid, it can happen to anybody, right? But I do think that you need to give, I mean, last year was such a weird anomaly between the Jordan Love injuries and all of his receivers getting hurt at different times and that just kind of being a rotating cast that never got into a groove. I think the second year under Jeff Hafley in that defense, adding Micah Parsons, I mean, I do think if they can't put together a real Super Bowl run this year, I think then we can start having those conversations about Matt LaFleur. But until then, you need to give them time to figure out, and we can't swing this far back and forth. That pendulum cannot swing back and forth just based on one loss or one win, this, that, the other. I mean, that is just a hard way to live as a fan if you are just going to every extreme every week.
That is Carmen Vitale, catch her on Fox Sports Radio, also on the Marquee Sports Network. Follow her on Twitter, at Carmi V, and my guest for the last few minutes on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Check them out at CircaLasVegas.com. Carmen, always appreciate the time and the insight. Have a great night.
You too. Thanks for having me.
There's Carmen Vitale again at Carmi V on Twitter. Great job covering the Bears and just the NFL as a whole, and some really good stuff on Tryon Shoyenka, the Bears acquisition at the trade deadline yesterday. If you go to at Carmi V on Twitter. All right, the whole first hour and 20 minutes of this show has been Bears, and we got a red hot basketball team in this city, ladies and gentlemen. Are we actually watching a good basketball team, or is this more just a flash in the pan type of thing? We'll talk about that a little bit right after this. I am Rami Makhlouf. It's the Score Evening Show, and I'm on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Boss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Guarded the inbound man, Oubre, who flips to Grimes. Top key three.
no good. Ball knocked away. What a comeback here at United Center as the Bulls rally from 24 down to beat the Sixers. 113 to 111. The Bulls are now the top team in the Eastern Conference as they improve to 6-1.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Zach Zaidman with the call on the Bulls Radio Network, as heard right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, your home for all Bulls basketball games. And Double Z was on the call because the voice of the Bulls, Chuck Swirsky, meeting some guy named the Pope out there in Rome. That's pretty cool. I don't know that I've ever heard of some. I guess he's a coworker, right? He works for the Score. I've never had a coworker, Studs, take a day off to go and meet the Pope. That's something I've never been able to say before.
Imagine that conversation with your boss, whether it's Mitch or someone else. Hey, yeah, why do you need the day off? I'm going to meet the Pope. That's something you would think that you're making up. Would your boss even believe you if it was anyone other than Chuck Swirsky talking to Mitch? In no other way would your boss believe that, oh yeah, I need the day off because I'm meeting the Pope.
Yeah, he has photo evidence of it. Him presenting a classic Red Bulls jersey to Pope Leo. Of course, Chicago's very own Pope Bob out there in Rome. So he has photo evidence. Like, if Mitch had any doubt that Chuck was telling the truth, he has photo evidence of him meeting the Pope. Gotta say, I'm a little disappointed. I was just in Rome a few months ago for my honeymoon. Went to the Vatican. Wore all my Bears gear. I was expecting Pope Bob to come down and say hi, you know, because I assume he's just sitting in a room with like a bunch of screens watching everybody walking around the Vatican and just trying to spot Chicago fans. Not a word. Never even saw the Pope. Not a word from Pope Bob. So a little disappointed.
Like, fairly rude, honestly.
I'm a Score personality. You know, I'm sure I'm on the air once a week, maybe, but I'm a Score person. Pope Bob couldn't have come and said hi to me, and I literally wore Bears gear head to toe just in case I met the Pope, Studs, which is a ridiculous notion. But I had Bears gear on head to toe to go to the Vatican just in case I met the Pope. By the way, you know you're not allowed to wear shorts to the Vatican? That's a thing?
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah, that's, well, it's a rule that nobody follows. And my wife was like, you can't wear shorts. I was like, they're not going to say anything. And then we got there, and of course, 10 people in front of me in line wearing shorts. I could have been much more comfortable. But I digress.
Is that actually a rule, or is that something that she heard?
No, she showed me on their website that it's one of the rules that you cannot wear shorts inside of the Vatican. But there were plenty of people doing it. Like, how do you even enforce that? There's literally thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands, of people coming through those doors on a daily basis. You think they're enforcing the shorts rule? Which I should have assumed they're not. But I was like, oh, I guess they're strict about it. And I didn't wear shorts, and I could have. And it was very hot.
I want to know why not. Okay.
I don't know. I have no idea. But it's a thing. It's a real rule. But now I digress and get to the basketball of it all. You heard there, 24-point comeback, tied for the third largest in franchise history. And in case you don't know, if you're younger, this is a franchise that's done some things. You may not be old enough to know that because they haven't in a while, but this is a franchise that's done some things, and that was the third largest comeback in franchise history. They hold the 76ers scoreless for the final 426 and without a field goal for the last 6.5 minutes, man. Like, that is lockdown defense, and probably just some missed shots and bad shots from the 76ers, but you hold a team without a field goal for 6.5 minutes, and you're doing something. And the question that I have for Bulls fans at 312-644-6767, do you think this is the Bulls' plan coming together? Is this actually the Bulls' plan coming together? 312-644-6767, because you might just think, like, there's not really anything real happening here in the first place, and so no, it's not the plan coming together. You might just think this is some flash in the pan, some fool's gold, some kind of mirage that you're seeing of the Bulls playing quality basketball, getting off to a 6-1 start, and beating like the who's who of the Eastern Conference when you look at who the Bulls have had on their schedule early on. Now, they haven't beat the Cavs, and they were the one seed in the conference last year, but you've knocked off the Pistons, who a lot of people thought were going to take a big step this year. The Magic, same thing. Hawks, a lot of people thought they would be in the mix in the Eastern Conference. You knocked off the Knicks. You knocked off the 76ers, who everybody says, well, you know, if they get healthy, they're the what-if champs of the decade, the Philadelphia 76ers, and they had all their guys yesterday. Maxey was on fire in that game, especially in the first half, and the Bulls, you know, they fought them off, came back, they get that win. So we're not just talking about like any old ho-hum 6-1 start, and maybe y'all out there don't put a lot of stock in the NBA regular season, especially this early on. But you look at their quality of wins and quality of opponents that they've faced. And like I said, it's the who's who of the Eastern Conference. But is this the Bulls' plan coming together or something else? And the other thing that you could say, in addition to it being a flash in the pan, is no, they just fell into this. They just fell ass backwards into a good basketball team, which is a real possibility because they haven't had any cogent or coherent plan for a number of years now, at least none that we could see. And I'll admit I'm as guilty as anyone. And for years, including on this very microphone, but also off this microphone, just saying, what are they doing? Like, what is the plan here? What is the end game in putting together this team? Because we didn't see them tanking and trying to get the number one pick. We didn't see them going out and making the big free agent signing, if any big free agents actually hit the market, although that doesn't really happen in the NBA anymore. It's more guys signing the big extensions and then forcing their way out of their current situation a year or two later. But we never saw them in any way, shape, or form maneuvering to go and get that superstar, but rather putting together like this, for lack of a better term, this like hodgepodge roster of good but not great players. And that's what we're looking at right now. But was this the plan all along? Did they know that this was what they were working towards? Or is this fool's gold, or is this them just falling ass backwards into something? I think that on some level, and I'd like to hear from you at 312-644-6767, that this was the plan on some level. Now, again, I don't know that they expected Josh Giddey to be this good, who's averaging damn near a triple-double this year, 22-plus points, 9-plus rebounds, almost 9 assists, which all rank top 30 in the NBA. And last night, 29, 15, and 12, including the game winner against Philly, and that was his second straight triple-double, the first Bull to accomplish that feat since Michael Jordan in 1989. You're doing something right if you're being mentioned in the same breath as a Michael Jordan. So some of this might have just been like luck on some level and them falling into a winning basketball team. But I do think that also this, at least going back to last year, And the moves that they made at the trade deadline when they finally decide, well, even before the trade deadline, when they trade DeRozan in the offseason, last offseason, they trade LaVine at the deadline last year. I think this was kind of what they were envisioning, was a young, talented, athletic team that could get up and down the court, that could shoot it, and yeah, could make some noise in an Eastern Conference that I think is wide open, man. Do I think that the Bulls are going to stay atop the Eastern Conference and be the one seed when all is said and done? No, I don't. I don't. And I'm sorry if I'm breaking any hearts out there or crushing any dreams. I don't think this is going to be the one seed in the Eastern Conference. But do I think that this Bulls team can stay in the playoff picture? Hold on, don't boo me yet. Do I think that this Bulls team can stay in the playoff picture and we're not talking about a one-game play-in exit at the end of the year? Yeah, I do. Do I think that this Bulls team could stay in the upper half of the playoff picture and have home court advantage for a playoff series? Yeah, I do. I think those are real possibilities because I look at this Eastern Conference and whether it's the Bulls getting better or the conference coming back to them, or a little bit of both. I don't see anybody in the Eastern Conference who I go, well, no, they're head and shoulders above the rest of this conference. They're head and shoulders above this Bulls team. Like, parity has come to the NBA and especially to the Eastern Conference. So I think that this was kind of the plan on some level for this Bulls team as they were watching the landscape of the NBA and specifically the Eastern Conference and going, you know what? Maybe we don't need that tried and true formula of going and get a superstar or just be bad until a superstar falls in your lap. That we could put together this roster of guys. And the crazy thing about this is they've done all this without Coby White, who they expect to be back in a couple of weeks. And last night they didn't have Ayo Dosunmu, who is one of their defensive stalwarts on this basketball team. So the fact that they're doing this without Coby White, and at least for one game without Ayo Dosunmu, it's really pretty remarkable and impressive. And I think really, like, we can talk about Giddey, and he certainly deserves it. And I know Robbie Triano on Rahimi Harris and Grody will not stop talking about Josh Giddey. It's getting a little bit creepy when I listen to that show and listening to Robbie talk about that guy. But I really think that the linchpin and the centerpiece of this whole thing is not anybody who takes the court, man. I think it's Billy Donovan. I think that's the guy who makes this whole thing. I think he's one of the best coaches in the NBA and one of the few guys that you could give this roster and get these results from. And he's a big part of the reason why, along with what I'm saying about the Eastern Conference as a whole, that I think that this team could hang in there with just about anybody and make a playoff run. And like I said, be in the upper half of the playoff bracket for the first time in a long, long time. Now, do I still want them to go out and get the superstar? Yeah, that'd be cool. Like, but it's not going to happen in the draft, at least not anytime soon, because this is a Bulls team that refuses to tank. You're probably just going to have to wait for somebody to be tired of where they are, and maybe the Giannis rumors are true that arise every offseason and persist throughout the season. Maybe he will want out of Milwaukee soon, and he wants to stay close to where he put down roots in Milwaukee, and Chicago is appealing to him, or who knows? Who knows who it is? It is still a superstar league, and superstars still win you games. Superstars still win you series. But in this current landscape of the NBA and of the Eastern Conference especially, I think that this Bulls team can make some noise without that tried and true superstar. And I think this is kind of what the Bulls were thinking since they started to actually bail on that last incarnation of the Bulls that was led by DeRozan and LaVine and Lonzo Ball before the injury and Vooch, who's still a part of this thing now, and kind of going to this new look team that's, like I said, young, athletic. They can shoot the three. They're going to play some defense for you. I think this was kind of their plan. I don't think this is fool's gold. I don't think this is just pure luck that they fell into this. I think this is the plan, and they can make some noise. I'd like to know what you think about it. 312-644-6767. If you want to get in on the conversation, I'll keep going with it. Also, I know it's early. I know it's early. But don't love what I'm hearing about the Cubs already here in the offseason. We'll talk about all that, and we'll get back to some Bears coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. I am Rami Makhlouf. It is the Score Evening Show. I'm on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, and back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You definitely follow it as a player. Don't get any of the updates until they come across like you guys do. But the I think it'll be interesting to see the qualifying offer stuff for Shota and what happens there. And Kit was awesome. He was a great teammate. He was huge for us and a really integral part of our second half. So, you know, I hope the best for him and what a just awesome teammate he was.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
That was Ian Happ on with Rahimi, Harris, and Grody here on The Score, talking about the two moves the Cubs have made already this offseason, not picking up the option on Shota, trading Kittredge back to Baltimore where they got him from. I am Rami Makhlouf. It is The Score Evening Show. Coming up at 8 o'clock, get back into some Bulls talk with Julia Poe. She covers the Bulls for the Chicago Tribune. Oh, and speaking of the Bulls, it's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. But Hap, they're talking about the off-season moves that the Cubs have already made, saying farewell to a couple of arms that helped them out this year. And I don't have a huge problem with either of those moves. I 100% get the Shota thing. The Kittredge thing, a little surprising considering they don't have any arms in the bullpen other than Daniel Palencia. But if there's one thing I trust this Cubs organization to do, it's to find and develop arms to come out of that bullpen. And really, that's been Craig Counsell's MO going all the way back to his time in Milwaukee, is his handling of pitchers and sort of overseeing the system of developing pitchers and getting the most out of them. So, okay, fine. You're not bringing either of those two guys back. You're going to have to rebuild your whole bullpen. All right. I have some confidence that they'll figure that out. But what I don't like already, and I know the World Series just ended, what, a week ago? What I don't like already is the early chatter that I'm hearing about the Cubs and what they're going to do in the offseason, how active they'll be in the offseason, what people expect them to do here in the offseason, because none of it involves like some big name, big money position players. And it doesn't have to be Kyle Tucker. They don't have to. I would love if they brought Kyle Tucker back, but quite frankly, I went from have to bring that guy back to, yeah, at the right price, I'd bring him back because of how the season played out and how he kind of disappeared after the All-Star break and then had the injury problem in September. And really, I think his whole second half struggles stem from the injury to his finger, although the Cubs and Tucker will deny that. But just checking out a couple of different outlets today, and their off-season sort of preview, and a lot of it is speculation, but first, I'm at ESPN.com, and they're looking at the best fits for big-time free agents coming up this offseason. And I'm going through the list, man, and I'm just waiting for the Cubs to be mentioned. And I go past Cody Bellinger. There's Kyle Schwarber. We all know Kyle Schwarber. There's Kyle Tucker. We're all familiar with him. Eugenio Suarez will be a free agent this offseason. We all wanted him at the trade deadline. Alex Bregman, Pete Alonso, Bo Bichette, Josh Naylor. Not a whisper of the Chicago Cubs around any of those guys. Not even they did best fit and then they did another possible fit for those guys. They're not even in another possible fit category for any of those position players that I just named. I had to get around to Dylan Cease, who I've heard a number of people attach his name to the Chicago Cubs already this offseason. And I'm good with that, especially with Shota being shown the door already this offseason. They need power pitching. They need strikeouts in their rotation. You add Dylan Cease to Cade Horton, Matthew Boyd, and the rest of the guys that they got down there, and I'm feeling really good about that. But what are you doing about the lineup? What are you doing about your everyday positional players? And then I go over to The Athletic, and they're doing biggest need. This is Jim Bowden's article column at The Athletic. They're talking about the biggest need for each team. And he pegs their biggest need as rebuilding the bullpen, which, as I just said, totally understandable because the entirety of the bullpen is free agents with the exception of Daniel Palencia. So, okay, that's their greatest need. The second paragraph in Jim Bowden's breakdown is what pissed me off when he says the Cubs are not expected to be heavy players for right fielder Kyle Tucker and seem comfortable going forward with Ian Happ, Pete Crow Armstrong, Seiya Suzuki, and Owen Casey in their outfield. Excuse me? So you're going to let Kyle Tucker walk and not do anything to replace that offensive production in the lineup? Your plan is just call up Owen Casey, who, by the way, they seem to not want anything to do with last year and the little bit that he did come up to the majors and produced and then couldn't see the field again, even when Kyle Tucker couldn't hit a baseball. But now all of a sudden you're totally comfortable in just plugging him in there and going forward. I'm sorry. That's not good enough. I do want to see what Owen Casey can do. I want to see what Alcantara can do, the center fielder that they got coming up through the minor league system, and we got a taste of that this past offseason. But you don't just let a Kyle Tucker walk out the door and say, yeah, we'll hand it off to the kids and see what they can do. Not if you're like serious about contending for and winning a World Series. And it's damn time for this Cubs team to be serious about going for and winning a World Series. And I will not get used to or just accept this organization acting like some mid-market team. This is Chicago, man. This is Chicago. I know it's not LA. I know it's not New York. I know you don't have the budgets that teams in those two cities do, but you're acting like Milwaukee. You're acting like Cincinnati. You're acting like Tampa Bay in the way that you're trying to operate and put this team together on what's essentially, for a market this size, a shoestring budget. I'm going to tell you right now, if it's not Kyle Tucker or Kyle Schwarber or at least Alex Bregman, I'm not going to be happy with this offseason. I'm just not. I don't think it's a coincidence that when Tucker's bat went silent in the second half because of that fractured finger, they'll tell you it wasn't because of that, but it was because of that. It's not a coincidence that when his bat went down, Ian Happ couldn't hit anymore, PCA couldn't hit anymore, Seiya Suzuki couldn't hit anymore. He changes the way that pitchers attack and approach your lineup top to bottom, knowing that that guy is going to be coming up, completely changes the pitches, especially the guys ahead of him are going to see. And when he's on base as much as he was and doing the damage that he does, and you're creating pressure and chaos on the bases with a guy like Kyle Tucker in the middle of your lineup, it changes what pitches and what approach they're going to see from opposing pitchers after him in the lineup. I think that's a big part of the reason why you saw Seiya Suzuki have the year that he had. Do you think Owen Casey is striking that kind of fear in opposing pitchers and changing the way that they pitch to a PCA or a Seiya Suzuki or an Ian Happ? They're not. They're not. They're going to go at this lineup and go at Owen Casey and say, show me. And hey, man, maybe he's the next big thing. Maybe he comes in here and wrecks shop and does change the way that pitchers approach this Cubs lineup. But don't put all your chips on that. Spend some money. Act like a big market team this offseason. For once, finally, for the first time since, I don't know, Yu Darvish. Go out and spend some money on a top-of-the-line free agent. And pitching was not the problem for this baseball team in the playoffs last year. They couldn't score runs. Address that and get Dylan Cease. Both. Doesn't have to be one or the other. We got to hit a quick break. On the other side, we're going to get back to some Bulls talk. Julia Poe, who covers the Bulls for the Chicago Tribune, she'll join me, Rami Makhlouf. It is the Score Evening Show, and we're on Chicago Sports Radio 670, the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.